Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The matric results, we were chatting about them a little bit earlier. Just really, really incredible when we take a look at, when we just look at how the schools have done, and particularly how the Jewish schools have done. Joining us right now is Rabbi Ricky Seif. He's the General Director at the South African Board of Jewish Education. A very good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing?
Howard, good morning to you and to Kathy and the whole Chai team. Fantastic to be with you, and Happy New Year to you all.
And to you. It must be an incredibly proud moment. And I know that the year starts and you're already focused on the next things, but just to stop for a moment and to acknowledge this class and all that encompasses it, it must be really, really special.
Yeah, 100%, Howard. I mean, obviously, you know, we're getting ready for the new school year, but we actually, it's the right thing to do to actually bask in what's transpired here, what these kids have achieved. It's really, you know, the more I think about it, it's very much like a community simcha. It's a community celebration. On the one hand, you've got the parents who've invested so much in these kids over the years. You know, the anxiety, the anticipation of their results. You've got the teachers and the schools who just poured in huge amounts of hours and effort into preparing these kids. And then the kids themselves who spent the whole of 2024 preparing, writing exams. And I just think the kids are owed this moment of glory just to bask in the incredible achievement that they've achieved. It's really just spectacular.
I'll add a fourth dimension, which is these poor matriculant siblings. Because I think they're the unsung heroes of a matric.
They get ignored.
Exactly.
They get essentially ignored for the year. And the parent, I always joke with the parents that they're the ones actually writing matric. When you bump into a matric in the schools, they're a bit tense, they're a bit nervous, but the parents are really on spiel. They're the ones who are really having a hard time.
Yeah. Looking at King David's results, just give us a sense. Give us an overall view of the results.
So the truth is, I'm sure, you know, I'm limited for time. I could spend the whole day with you on this call. I mean, the kids have really outdone themselves. The results have been brilliant. An improvement in both King David Linksfield and King David Victory Park from the prior year. Howard, just certain things. I've got a few stats here in front of me. 78% of the kids achieved averages of a B and higher. I mean, just take a minute to think about that. You know, it's almost 80% of the students getting Bs and higher. 44% of the students achieved A averages. And some of the most amazing things, you know, which I'm so proud of, obviously, the King David schools. That's where I primarily spend my time. But, you know, the subject averages. I mean, you've got a Hebrew average of 83. You've got a maths average of 78, a science average of 80, an accounts average of 82, an information technology 89, drama 87. And I think just what this shows is how much the Jewish schools and now obviously King David, how much they really offer this diversity of subject choice, absolute excellence. And maybe what has to be said is the fact that all this is done in King David and the other Jewish schools with no entrance exams. You know, we're community schools,
That's
so you're
true.
Accepting
that
students. You're not only accepting the brightest, you're not only accepting the kids, you're not cherry picking. Any child, any Jewish child or any child who wants to opt into our system comes in and is afforded this incredible education and have actually completely shone. And what's amazing is that they've shone not just, you know, for themselves personally, but the school's averages far outstrip the IEB national averages. So you're comparing yourself to similar schools. And King David in this instance has really just outperformed many of its IEB competitive schools. It's really just incredible.
What about the pressure? Because, I was chatting earlier in our day, the smartest guy in our class got 5 distinctions, and we thought he was, he is a genius. Today, the standard or the expectation is a lot higher on these kids. How do you manage that as a school?
You're spot on. And the truth is, it's hard to manage. I think that, the schools try as best as they can. And by the time the kids are writing their finals, they usually are very well prepared. You know, they've been through 2 sets of prelims and they really, by the time they get to the end, although it's high stakes, they actually are a lot calmer. But you're 100% right. And I think the truth is that it's a really a top-down system because the university requirements have become that much more competitive, both locally and abroad. Mm. So the students are under pressure. Unless that changed, then it's unlikely to see a change in the schools because it all flows really from the top down. But the school tries best as it can with social emotional support services and counseling, and really just trying to prepare the kids as best as they can. So by the time they reach that last hurdle of finals, they're actually ready. But you're 100% correct. I mean, it's, there's a lot of pressure on these kids.
Mm. The expectation for 2025?
For the year ahead academically?
Mm-hmm.
Just keep going. Keep our heads down. You know, very proud of our schools. We've got a lot of new initiatives. We're actually working quite heavily, Howard. I think academics are outstanding. We're really working quite heavily in the social-emotional arena, just making sure that our kids are looked after, that they're emotionally strong and socially strong, and that's really a big area of our focus. But academically, we're just going to keep doing what we're doing. The results are superb. I'm hugely proud of the King David system. Really amazing leadership, amazing teachers. An amazing community. We've really done brilliantly and hoping for the same, if not way better.
Absolutely fantastic. Rabbi Ricky Sifi is a General Director at the South African Board of Jewish Education. Mazel tov to you, to the kids, to the teachers, to the whole ecosystem, to the parents, and of course, to the siblings, 818.